Podcast, 7 Reasons Why Sora is Shutting Down, What You Must Avoid. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we're diving into a hot topic that's been on a lot of creators' minds. Why is shutting down? Absolutely. I've seen so many people panicking about this, and I can't help but wonder what's really going on. Is it really shutting down, or is it just rumors? Great question. So let's clear the air right away. Sora, OpenAI's video tool, isn't officially closing its doors, but for everyday creators and small businesses, it might as well be. The platform has changed so much that many users are finding it impractical. That makes sense. So what are the main reasons people are walking away from it? Alex, it really comes down to 3 main issues: costs, legal challenges, and workflow problems. Creators are realizing that the costs can skyrocket, like upwards of $340 a month. That's a huge hit for many. Wow, I had no idea it was that high. And you mentioned legal challenges. What's going on there? Yes, the legal side is pretty intense right now. There's been a significant increase in copyright disputes tied to AI-generated content. In fact, there are currently 23 active lawsuits over the data sourcing for Sora. That's making many professional studios back away because the compliance risks are too high. Oh man, that sounds like a nightmare for creators trying to make commercial projects. So what can they do to avoid these issues? They really need to be careful about where the training data comes from. If you're using AI video for commercial work without knowing this, you could end up in a lot of trouble. And remember, the new EU AI Act requires visible labels on AI-generated content, which 41% of users find limiting for their marketing materials. That's frustrating. I mean, who wants a big watermark ruining their video? It's like putting a giant sticker on a masterpiece. Exactly. It's like trying to make a great art piece, but then splattering paint all over it. And this is where the competition is shifting too. Users don't want a jack-of-all-trades tool anymore. They want specialized tools that do one thing well. So you're saying niche. AI tools are becoming more popular? Absolutely, niche. AI tools saw a growth of 187% in 2025. They have a much higher retention rate because they cater to specific needs. If you need a tool for creating thumbnails, you want a thumbnail tool, not a general video generator. That totally makes sense. It's like if I needed a specific tool to fix my car, I wouldn't just grab the first wrench. I see, right? Spot on. And it's important to build a reliable workflow. Relying on one large AI generator can be risky. If they suddenly change their pricing or face legal issues, your whole production stops. Jordan, so what do you suggest as alternatives to Sora? How can creators adapt? Alex, creators should look for specialized tools that fit into their workflow without breaking the bank. Use dedicated software for editing, audio, and even thumbnails. It's about creating a toolkit that offers flexibility. That's really practical advice. So you're saying they need to diversify their tools instead of putting all their eggs in one basket? Exactly. And here's a hard truth. 58% of AI-generated videos require significant editing to meet publication standards. Plus, audience engagement is 12.3% lower compared to professionally shot content. You can't just push a button and expect a finished product. Wow, that's a surprising stat. It really shows the importance of quality over convenience. Right, and to wrap things up, the search trend about Sora shutting down is just a symptom of a maturing market. We need to deal with real budgets and quality standards now. So it's more about adapting to the changing landscape rather than panicking about a shutdown? Exactly. Protect your margins and don't get locked into expensive tools with inconsistent results. Look for platforms with transparent pricing, and remember, your audience cares about good content, not just the tools you used. So it's all about smart choices and keeping your storytelling on point. I love that. You got it. Keep creating, stay adaptable, and those tools will keep evolving. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.